Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. First one today comes from Karen, who says, you said that you look at the details of jewellery to avoid buying cheap. What specific things do you avoid? What things do you want? So I just don't buy plastic. So if something just looks plastic, I don't buy it. But there's nothing wrong with resin or materials like that, but just kind of plastic looks plastic and plastic looks cheap. So that would be one thing I would look for. Two, I look at how much metal is in the piece of jewelry. So if it's something with a lot of metal that is going to tarnish really quickly, so you'll just see that whatever is the coating comes off and it just looks tarnished, that tends to look cheap as well. So I'll often look for either things that may be silver, so have a actual like metal content that's not going to tarnish, or steel can also be another great metal that's not going to tarnish, or know that when something starts tarnishing that it just sadly has to go, or you have to recoat it with something to change it so it doesn't look tarnished. But this is the thing, is a kind of like, you know, cheap gold that then, you know, the gold starts coming off and whatever, it looks cheap quickly. So that would be something I would be looking for as well. And so really, but there's no reason with costume jewelry. I'm not expecting everything to look like real diamonds or real, you know, precious gems. That is not the point of looking cheap versus not looking cheap. It's also can be in the construction of how well the thing is put together, but there's nothing wrong with kind of handmade, artisan, more unique pieces. There's an awful lot of different things. I mean, if you look at dinosaur designs, which is resin, this stuff is worth hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars. It is not cheap jewelry, but it's more unique and the way it's put together is beautiful. So it doesn't have to be about kind of that it has to look like, you know, real diamonds, all that sort of thing. It's really more about just the quality of it. And that when you look at it, you know, does it look like it's poorly made? Does it look like it's made from flimsy materials or something that's falling to pieces or something that's just going to look tacky really quickly? So that's kind of what I'm looking for as far as when I'm saying, you know, what am I looking for versus what I'm avoiding. But basically, you know, if it's glass, if it's wood, if it's, you know, there's lots of, you know, resin or something, they are all fine materials. I have no issue with those sorts of materials. But it's really just kind of looking at it and going, is it going to look like it's falling to pieces really quickly as well? So that would be kind of just a couple of tips. Kieran said, I want to incorporate my darker greens into my wardrobe, but I'm having trouble working out the best neutral to go with them. I have an elegant palette, which is cool, soft, and deep. My value contrast is medium to high. My colour contrast is medium. So charcoal and grey seem to make the greens look quite dull, and my burgundy makes me look like a Christmas decoration. I need to think about a happy medium, something that will give the green a bite without going too carnival. Is there a neutral that would do the trick? So this is where, remember, if you're using a dark green, that can be your neutral. You may want to wear it back with light neutral. So putting it back with your soft white, putting it back with a soft light rose beige can work well. Because remember, if we're just doing dark on dark, so if you have a charcoal on the green and the dark green, of course, neither is going to play up because we're looking at two dark colours, so you're lacking your value contrast. You need to bring something light in. And this is where you could use a turquoise blue. That's going to pop against the green. You could use a pink. So green and red looks Christmas, but pink and green don't look Christmas. So this is where I'd use pink rather than red to create that oomph, or use things like a turquoise, a sort of a blue or a periwinkle or a violet, and that can give it some oomph. Or use a light grey with your darker green to create that value contrast. So remember that when we've got dark with dark, we've got no value contrast. We've also, if we've got, you know, dark with a neutral, we've got no colour contrast. So it's how am I bringing in those elements? So if you want to wear it with charcoal, there's nothing wrong with the charcoal, but then you have to bring something light or bright back in with it, or more opposite on the colour wheel to create that value contrast. So putting on the turquoise beads or putting on, you know, a top in a light pink with your darker green or something could be a way to do that. So, or using your white, soft white, your light grey, all those sorts of colours. From Judy, who's wondering, how do I be petite and plus size? I'm only 4'10". I'm finding it really hard. And the thing with when you are petite and plus size is that you're shopping for clothes that really are not designed to fit you at all. Because when we go out, so when the clothes get larger, so they get larger outwards, then what happens is they also make them longer. Because then on the hanger, they look proportionally correct. So when we're thinking about when you are petite and larger, everything is getting longer and longer and longer. You're going to find to get your body into clothes, the clothes are all too long. So you have two choices. One is that everything gets altered. And this is where, you know, there are some petite and plus size ranges, but even as a 4'10" or whatever it is, you're going to find yourself that that's still too long, but at least you're altering from not as long as from regular size, which tends to even get longer. So think about, yes, you're going to need alterations. You have to buy for the widest part of you, but also just plus size isn't just one body shape. You also need to figure out what is your body shape. Are you still a waisted shape? Have you lost your waist? Like, what is your body shape? Because we're still working with those sort of guidelines as well. And there are differences between the clothes, but really proportions is what's going to matter the most. So thinking about that, everything has to be shortened. Everything has to be taken up. And this can mean that kind of the construction of the clothes can be a little bit not work very well, particularly if, you know, where the waistline is not where your waist is, where the knee is supposed to be in a pair of trousers is not where your knee is. And so therefore, even when you take them up, they don't look quite right. And this is where sometimes having clothes made or learning to sew makes a massive difference, because you get to control these and you get to actually put those garments, you know, elements of a garment in the right spot for you. And that's one of the things that whenever you buy a pattern, it'll have like, you know, like I need to make the waist longer or shorter. And this is where the line, you either cut the pattern, you add a little piece of something in, or you shorten it at this spot so that those proportions are correct for you. But knowing that everything you buy, remember that clothes and garment, you know, retailers, it's all about coat hanger appeal. And so therefore everything gets longer as it gets wider. So you really need to think about everything has to be taken up. There is no way around it. Mass marketing manufacturing is not about flattering you and your unique body shape or your height or any of those sorts of things. It's about getting the maximum number of, you know, people into a garment, whether or not it suits them. And so it is one of those things that, particularly when you're petite and plus, you'll find that everything is too long and your proportions are really out of balance and everything will swamp you and it will not look right. So yeah, getting everything taken up is the first most important thing, but it can be thinking about, is there another way around this? Can I have things made? Can I learn to sew and make things myself? So I'm in charge of creating the clothes that actually work for your unique shape, because it's outside manufacturing standards. So remember that they have a certain body that's based on a certain set of proportions that are often very unrealistic and very different compared to your own personal ones. And that it's not because there's anything wrong with you, it's that they are not using this. So your manufacturing standard, which most of us have a non-manufacturing standard body shape in some way or other, means that it's really super hard to find things that fit. So I'm with you on the pain. I've taken plenty of clients who are petite and plus size shopping, and it is really tricky. But it's not just settling for anything. It's still finding the things that you love. And this is where sometimes it's, you know, it's as expensive quite often if you find a decent dressmaker to have something made as it is to buy a decent quality garment. But at least when you're having it made, you can choose the fabric, you can choose the pattern, you can choose, you know, and everything then's made to fit you, which means that the garment's going to look 100% better than when it's made to fit a mannequin who's 7 foot tall, because that's pretty much what the mannequins are, particularly when you get to the plus size department. So I know, I wish I could magic up something and make it work for you. But just like with every other body shape, we all have to figure out what works for us. We all have to figure out, you know, what matters to us, the body shape, proportions, body variations, our personality, our colouring, the scale of things, all those sorts of things come into it. And then appreciate that we're unique individuals and, you know, clothing retailers are mass market and they're not making things for us. So if we find something that's fabulous, if we don't, it's not because there's anything wrong with you. You are perfect just as you are. It's just that clothing manufacturers are not taking you into consideration. So thank you for your questions. I hope you all stay well and safe, and bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips, and don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.